1945 hours. The headlines. In local news, HH Ages Unity, Kawana Ages Rotary Club to boost community partnerships. In international news, Eswatini sued over secret US deportee deal. In sports news, Banda ruled out of WAFCON qualifiers after serious injury. The news in detail, my name is Manida Sakala. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has called for unity and love across the country. President Hichilema says a lot can be achieved where there is love and unity. The president has reiterated his government's resolve to work for the people of Zambia and deliver development across the country. President Hichilema was speaking during a church service held at the United Church in Zambia Kwacha East Congregation in Kitwe. He has donated 700,000 kwacha for the completion of the construction project of the church building at UCZ Kwacha East Congregation. President Hichilema has also donated another 500,000 kwacha to UCZ Mindolo Congregation and an additional 10,000 kwacha to all the five choirs at Kwacha East Congregation. Mines Minister Paul Kabuswe, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali, and Copper Belt Minister Elisha Matambo also donated 50,000 kwacha to the choirs of UCZ Kwacha East Congregation, and the United Church of Zambia on the Copper Belt has reaffirmed its commitment to community collaborating with the government to accelerate development for the country. UCZ Copper Belt Presbytery Bishop Reverend Dr. Charles Lungu says political leaders are sons and daughters of the church and as such must work together with the church for a better society. Dr. Lungu said it is important for political leaders and the church to occasionally fellowship together so that they can engage one another on critical issues. He described President Hichilema's visit to the church as timely as it comes at a time when the UCZ is preparing to celebrate 60 years of its existence in Zambia. Vice President Mutalo Nalumango has registered the urgent need for coordinated efforts among stakeholders in the fight against malaria across Zambia. Expressing concern over the country's malaria burden, the Vice President reveals that Zambia is recording an average of 30,000 new cases daily, resulting in 2 to 5 deaths each day, posing a serious threat to national productivity. She lamented that approximately 80% of malaria-related deaths occur among pregnant women and infants, highlighting the critical need to protect vulnerable populations. Her remarks were delivered by Mazabuka Member of Parliament Garin Kombo during the End Malaria Council EMC Golf Day fundraiser held in Mazabuka District. End Malaria Council Chairperson Dr. Godwin Vene emphasized that the fight against malaria can only be won through sustained collaboration among government, the private sector and civil society. Zambia Sugar representative Axon Tembo expressed pride in the company's role as a sponsor of the tournament, reaffirming its commitment to supporting health initiatives in the region. The Ministry of Agriculture says Zambia is able to export nearly 40,000 metric tons of seed to other countries. The Minister of Agriculture spokesperson Valewazulu says Zambia is producing over 100,000 metric tons of seed and the local consumption is about 60,000 metric tons, which means that we can export over 40,000 metric tons of seed. Zulu says this indicates that the country is able to export to other countries and still have enough seed for the country. He also says the agricultural sector is one that has benefited from increased investment in terms of seed production after the Zambian president called for increased investment in the mining and agricultural sectors. Mahiulu has made this commentary after the Minister of Agriculture, Ruben Mtolo, revealed that Zambia has begun fertilizer exports within the region, further solidifying its role as a key player in Southern Africa's agricultural supply chain. Still in local news, Health Minister Elijah Muchima has called for urgent and inclusive action to address the rising burden of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, in Africa. Dr. Muchima emphasized that health is a shared responsibility and urged for greater community involvement in tackling public health challenges. He was speaking during the Walk the Talk health fitness event held at the 75th World Health Organization WHO Regional Committee Summit scheduled for tomorrow. Dr. Muchima described the 75th WHO session as a moment to reflect on both the trials and triumphs in confronting health threats across the continent. Meanwhile, World Health Organization Regional Director for Africa, Professor Mohamed Yakubu Janabi, noted that NCDs are now among the leading causes of death and disability in Africa. He revealed that 37% of deaths in sub-Saharan Africa are contributed to NCDs, with projections indicating that 3.8 million deaths could be linked to these diseases by 2030. Zimbabwe's Vice President Kembo Mohadi has described the Chilenja House 394 not only as a national heritage site for Zambia, but also a powerful symbol of unity and freedom for the entire African continent. Located in Lusaka, Chilenja House 394 was the former residence of Zambia's founding president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. Speaking during his tour of the historic site, Mohadi reflected on the deep sacrifices made by Dr. Kaunda and the Zambian people who offered refuge and support to liberation movements across Southern Africa. He emphasized Zambia's pivotal role in the struggle for regional independence, noting the country's unwavering solidarity and sanctuary for freedom fighters from across the region. The Vice President's visit is part of ongoing efforts to strengthen historical ties between Zimbabwe and Zambia and to honor the legacy of leaders who championed Africa's independence. Finally, in local news, Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana has urged the Royalty Club of Lusaka Midtown to harness its partnership in addressing community needs. Kawana says government cannot address community challenges alone, saying collaborative efforts between civil society and government are vital in finding solutions. Speaking during the club's dinner in Lusaka, Kawana praised the club's involvement in the health, education and water sectors, noting that such initiatives have supplemented government efforts in providing adequate social amenities for the people. Rotary Club Lusaka Midtown outgoing president Nasitwitwi Chisenga said the club engaged in activities aimed at fighting diseases and improving healthcare services. Meanwhile, Rotary Club Lusaka Midtown incoming president David Katepa said the club will continue to support the education sector to make a meaningful difference in the community. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sport news. Don't go away.
Lies have been told. Secrets have been kept. But on 10 Tamanga Street, the truth can no longer be buried. Previously unresolved issues come crashing into the present, reopening old wounds. To protect his family's legacy, Fundi is forced into a desperate hustle.
Just then, we must make this work.
He brings in an imposter to pretend to be his long-lost mother. But can they maintain the charade? As chaos spreads. passions to consume the sweet. Idyani Foods fight for survival. Will love and hope prevail amidst the deception? Get and stay connected to confront the lies, the pain, and the struggle for redemption. In season 2 of Kenta Manga Street, Kenta Manga Street, where the hustle for love and hope never ends. Every Thursday and Friday at